ICD-10-CM diagnosis codes, as you should know, will be used by all providers in every healthcare setting, which means no matter what setting you're in on this call today, you will be impacted by the implementation of ICD-10 codes. Now, ICD-10 procedure codes will be used only on hospital claims and only for inpatient hospital procedures. Physicians will continue to report procedures via the CPT and HCPCS codes because ICD-10 PCS does not impact physicians. Now, if you go to your next slide, ICD-10 diagnosis code. In order to receive payment for Medicare for a service, that service must also be reasonable and necessary. And therein lies why we need diagnosis codes. They establish medical necessity for whatever procedure or service you provide. So they are furnished for the diagnosis, direct care, and treatment of the patient's medical condition. And you must be compliant with the standards of good medical practice because a lot of the local coverage determinations are based on the standards of good medical practice. Now, if you have not seen it or were not aware of it, CMS issued Transmittal 950 to provide guidance on the reporting, claim submission, and date span requirements for ICD-10. Now, the first date was October 1, 2013. The new date is October 1, 2014, and that is the proposed rule. So we will wait for the final rule on that date. The next slide discusses the transition, the compliance date for implementation. Now, by the proposed rule, is October 1, 2014. For every entity that is responsible under HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act covered entities.